Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called What AI Actually Does Well. There's a lot of strong opinions about AI right now. Some people think it's going to change everything. Some people think it's being overhyped. Some people aren't sure what to think at all. And in the middle of all of that, it's easy to miss something simple. What does it actually do well? Because if we don't understand that, we can't respond to it in a thoughtful way. Before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is time outside. Just getting outside, fresh air, movement. It resets things. It clears your head in a way that nothing else really does. The second thing that I'm thankful for is conversations with other educators. Real conversations. Honest ones, the kind where you can actually talk about what's working and what's not. The third thing that I'm thankful for is moments of laughter in the classroom. Those unexpected moments where something funny happens and everyone laughs together. Those moments, they matter more than we think. Well, let's get into the main topic once again. There's a lot of confusion right now about what AI is and what it isn't. And sometimes we react to it without really understanding it. So the topic that we're going to be focusing on is what AI actually does well. So here's what I've been thinking. First, I need to acknowledge that AI is fast. AI can generate responses quickly, faster than we can even think or write. You can ask a question and get an answer instantly. That speed, it stands out right away. It can feel impressive. It can also feel efficient. It can feel like it's saving time. And in some cases, it is. That speed is one of its biggest strengths. But speed alone isn't everything. AI is also really good at organizing information. AI can take a lot of information and structure it. It can summarize. It can outline. It can break things into steps. And it can organize ideas clearly. That can be very helpful for planning. It can be helpful for studying something. It also can be helpful for getting unstuck. If you're in a place where you're stuck on an idea or thought or developing something and you need to get unstuck, it can be very helpful for that. It can create a starting point, and starting points, they matter. AI can generate examples. I love examples. AI can create examples very quickly. Writing examples, math explanations, sample responses, practice questions. That can be useful in a classroom, especially when you need something quickly or want multiple versions. It gives options, and options can help. AI can rephrase and explain. AI is good at saying things in different ways. You can ask it to simplify or to explain differently or adjust the level. that can support understanding, especially for students who need another angle. It's like having multiple explanations available. That flexibility can be very helpful. When used intentionally, it can be powerful, not as a replacement, but still helpful nonetheless in how it can rephrase and explain things in different ways. AI can support productivity. AI can help with tasks, with drafting, brainstorming, planning. It can save time in certain areas and can reduce some workload, especially for repetitive tasks. That support can be helpful. It can be especially useful if used thoughtfully, not blindly. AI is powerful at producing, but not at understanding. Write that down. It's going to be in a test, y'all. I'm going to say that thinking again about AI. AI is powerful at producing, but not at understanding. And that's where the human element comes in. AI, it works from patterns, not thinking. AI is truly built on patterns. It recognizes language patterns. It predicts what comes next. It does not think the way humans do. It does not understand in a deep sense. It may seem like it does, but it doesn't. It doesn't understand in a deep sense. It generates based on what it has seen before. And that distinction matters. Actually, it matters more than people actually realize, that AI really works from patterns and not actually from thinking. AI can sound confident. Oh, can it ever? AI responses can sound very confident, even when they are not fully accurate. That confidence, it can be misleading, especially for students. They may assume it's always correct because it sounds so clear. That creates a need for critical thinking. Humans doing critical thinking and verification, not just acceptance or even blind acceptance. That's an important shift here, that we have to be cautious, because AI can sound so confident and so reassured that, hey, we can't just follow it blindly. AI is always available. AI is truly accessible anytime, day or night. There's no waiting, no scheduling. That constant availability stands out. Students can use it independently. That changes how they approach work. It removes some barriers, in fact, but it also changes habits. And that's also is important to recognize, and recognize that matters. AI can lower the barrier to starting. Starting is sometimes half the battle. Sometimes the hardest part truly is starting. AI can help with that. It can generate a first draft or an initial types of thinking, or it can generate an idea or a structure. That can reduce hesitation. It can help students to begin. That's a real benefit. But starting is not the same as learning. And that distinction is critical to recognize. And finally, AI is a tool, not a teacher. AI can assist. It can support. It can generate. But it is still a tool. It does not replace the role of a teacher. It does not replace relationships. It does not replace judgment. It does not replace understanding. And that line needs to stay clear. It is a tool. And we need to remember that it is a tool. It is a powerful tool, but it is a tool nonetheless. And so that keeping that distinction straight in education matters, and in the world. And the better we understand what AI does well, the better we can decide how it fits and where it doesn't. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are right now, whether you're curious about AI, unsure about it, or trying to figure out how it fits into your classroom, start here. Understand what it actually does well. Because once you understand that, you can make better decisions about how to use it. And more importantly, how not to use it. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.